AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. It's now at least 21 people dead in six states. People have been cleaning up from Friday night's tornadoes in the Midwest and the Deep South. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper is in Chicago.
There are damaged and destroyed structures and vehicles in Little Rock and in Wynn, Arkansas, 48 miles west of Memphis, where Joel Davis lives.
It took out three vehicles, a house, our antique furniture and everything.
Jacob Dilk's family rode out a storm in their Hill, Iowa home just south of Iowa City. It's been heavily damaged.
My son, he was born with spina bifida. So he has certain supplies and seizure medication and everything. So fortunately, we were able to find the majority of what we needed to hopefully get us through for the next few days.
In Belvedere, Illinois, 70 miles northwest of Chicago, part of a theater roof collapsed on people attending a rock concert.
More than 200 people were in that theater when the roof came down. One man was killed. Nearly 30 people were hurt. Fire Chief Sean Shadle.
Luckily, due to the response and all the first responders and the bystanders helping assist everybody out, I believe the conditions could have been much worse. We're very fortunate.
About 750,000 customers have been without power in eight states because of the storms, Pennsylvania and Ohio accounting for most of them as those severe storms moved east. He'll be fingerprinted. There'll be a mugshot, but there will be no handcuffs for former President Donald Trump at his arraignment Tuesday because the Secret Service will be surrounding him.
The Manhattan grand jury indictment will remain sealed until the former president's arraignment, but reports indicate that Trump will face 30 charges, which will include falsifying business records in the first degree, which is a felony. The charges are believed to stem from allegations that Trump paid hush money to adult film star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign, and that he used various financial transactions to conceal those payments in violation of campaign finance laws. The former president maintains he has done nothing wrong. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
There appears to be a new labor agreement in the NBA.
It looks like years of labor peace ahead in pro basketball as the NBA and its players announce agreement on a new seven-year collective bargaining agreement. That deal will begin this summer. It'll last at least through the 2028-29 season. Either side can then opt out. Otherwise, the new deal will last through 2029-2030. Tom Foti, CBS News.
When you're a rising country music star, there are few better places to be seen than on the CMT Awards. Just ask singer Lily Rose.
This is my first TV performance ever, so let alone award show performance. So I feel so grateful to do that. But yeah, it is a sisterhood, and it's so cool. There's just so much camaraderie within the country music scene, but specifically with the women.
It airs tomorrow night on CBS. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
And all I need is 30 minutes. 5 days a week is better than 40 hours of losing your soul. Why don't you show me? 'Cause I wanna know. And why don't you hold me? Feels like it's ready to blow. And I wanna know. Oh, and I'll be waiting for you as you reach the other side. I wanna know, and why don't you hold? and the sun's going down.
New stuff, fresh stuff, Jeffrey James Show. All this wonderful local music is brought to you by our sponsors like Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations, Bannison, Monona, Odonna, and Willie Street, igniteglassandgifts.com, and of course, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston, in Madison, there's pizza, and then there's Sal's, SalvatoreTomatoPies.com, and don't forget about Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, indoor and outdoor seating. Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that outdoor seating. And live music, FullMileBeerCompany.com and Harmonious Whale. We're going to play a tune from them because that's amazing, amazing tour in Ireland and Scotland this summer. Ride with the band on a bus. Find out more online at HarmoniousWhale.com. That's Harmonious, WAIL.com. Here they are now. Harmonious Whale, Just Gone Ahead on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I was born in Boston in March of 85. Ponder over motion, every moment is alive. I've always been a traveler on the road and in my head. I'm still your number one, and we'll be waiting at the gates. So saddle up and do the do, and never complicate. See me in the blue smoke, feel me in the breeze, hear me in the bird song. In the beating of your heart, There's no going backwards. There's no yearning for instead. Now I'm not gone forever.
There they are, Harmonious Whale on Max Inc. Radio. They've got a really special tour that they're doing in Ireland and Scotland this summer, right along with the band on a bus. Find out more at harmoniouswhale.com. Rocker, I heard you know, we're going to be at Atwood Fest. We can't go on the bus. What are we going to do? I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do.
We're going to tell people that they should go and get on the bus. It sounds like a great trip, and okay. I can only imagine that there's going to be some stopping at like some distilleries and some brew pubs.
Yeah, just a pub along the way.
And, you know, check and hang out with Maggie and Sims and the guys and listen to some music.
Right.
Drink some whiskey and beer. I mean, castles? I don't know. Sounds like a lot of fun.
There's going to be a castle, right? There's got to be a castle.
Castles? I mean, Moss?
Yeah.
Werewolves?
Yeah, right. Loch Ness Monsters. That's gonna be a good time. What else do we have going on tonight, Rocker? I see like instruments coming in, instruments going out.
Oh, we have live music coming up, Rob, in the Devil's Lair, Too Sick Charlie, Cigar Box Guitar Blues.
There you go.
Say that three times quickly.
I can't wait.
And Dave Nielsen, he just got here. He was a concert goer to the Apollo Theater in Belvedere, Illinois last night, and we're gonna hear about his experience at the Morbid Angel show. And Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m., yeah. Rob, 20-minute mission. Me and Jimmy are going to interview Madison Punk Group, 20-minute mission. They're releasing a new album.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like a lot of fun. And it's all coming up right next, right here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm afraid of what that dream I got.
Yeah. love. You're my little robot man.
Thank you.
Rat Boys on Max Inc. Radio, Black Earth, Wisconsin.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Cleanup and word of more injuries and deaths from tornadoes, at least one death in a twister that hit Bridgeville, Delaware in the past hours. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb getting a firsthand look at the tornado destruction in Sullivan and Johnson counties.
Damage, destruction, disaster, but again, we will rebuild. And there's immediate 24-hour needs, and there'll be next week needs, and there'll be for the foreseeable future. As we rebuild this community.
Dozens of Good Samaritans rushed to help victims trapped beneath the rubble when a tornado hit a theater in Belvidere, Illinois last night during a concert. ABC's Jacqueline Lee talked to Luke Nissen, who helped dig in the rubble.
Were you concerned about getting injured yourself?
I'm worried, but when I hear this woman screaming for her life, it's just horrifying. I just had to do something to help.
A person died in the roof collapse, and dozens of others were hurt. This is ABC News.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
Do you have Flex or Health Savings account money available? Brittany here from Ula Eyewear. My team and I would love to help you put those dollars towards something stylish, useful, and fun. Ula Eyewear has been family-owned and operated for nearly 25 years. We pride ourselves on pairing excellent customer service with unique, quality, and eye-catching eyewear options for everyone. So invest in you and the eyewear you want by visiting us today at Ula Eyewear, Hilldale Shopping Center, Madison.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local
music. Up to the sky, do you see an open eye? Or is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end, you're just waiting to ascend. All the violence run while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner. On the steps of my front door, I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you north? Is it marred with deception? Now do you hold yourself so high above the brimstone and the flame and the cruelty in his name? Tell me, how is that a thing you can call up when you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door? I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war?
Cancellations, Taking You to War, new stuff, Fresh Stuff Rocker. So many new songs tonight. I just love it.
We can give a big thanks to Jimmy K for that one.
He just does an excellent job, you know, programming it, finding all the local artists. And if they're a local artist right now and they're listening to this stuff, how do they get on Max Inc. Radio?
You know, just send us an email to Max Inc. Radio, M-A-X-I-N-K Radio at gmail.com, and, you know, send us an MP3.
Yeah, do it now. We'll get you on later.
Info on it, and if you got, you know, something really going on, let us know. We'd love to interview you as well.
Speaking of interviews, special guests in the studio now, right?
We do, Rob. Dave Nielsen, he set out from Madison to attend a concert in Belvedere, Illinois at the Apollo Theater with Morbid Angel and Crypta. Later that evening, tragedy struck the venue as it was hit by a tornado or high winds. We're not exactly sure. Many were hurt and one person lost their life. And here to talk a little bit about his experience is Dave Nielsen. Dave, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, thanks.
Dave, you and your partner attended the show at the Apollo Theater last night, and on the way to the show, were you thinking about storm warnings? Did you make any preparations for the show? What were you thinking? Was it a scary ride down there?
We had talked about it a little bit. My partner was concerned about the storm, and I was like, well, there have been a million tornadoes. We survived all of them. No big deal. Let's just go.
Yeah.
And wasn't a bad ride. It wasn't that windy. The car didn't blow around. It barely sprinkled on us. The radar, by all means, looked like it was going to go north of us, and I thought we were just going to avoid the whole storm altogether, and I couldn't have been more wrong.
And a tornado or high winds caused from a tornado, there was the cause of a roof collapse at the venue. Were there any warning signs? I mean, when you were there, What was the scene like?
Well, a tornado warning went off on our phone. We were on the balcony when the tornado warning went off on our phones, and so we went down to the lower level. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we got down to the lower level, the venue announced that they were going to postpone the show for 30 minutes for the storm to pass. Mm. In the meantime, we checked out the merch booth and kind of wandered through. And there was a door off to the side, and I was like, hey, let's step outside for a minute. And somebody opened the door, lightning crashed, and my partner said nope and went the other direction. And there was a bar over the other direction, and people were sort of moving in that direction. Somebody said something about the basement, and we thought, okay, well, maybe we can get down to the basement this way. We started following people. We moved through the main floor, and within seconds of our passing there. I could hear something. I turned around. I saw the ceiling crack, and it all came down like a waterfall.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it before.
I can't imagine seeing that. I mean, were there people there?
Yeah. I don't know how many people were under it, but yeah, it rained down on everybody that was under that area.
And you guys were by the merch table, I heard?
No, we were kind of over by the bar area, not quite. We were in between there was a doorway leading to the door from the main dance floor, I guess.
I mean, what did you do when you saw that? What did people do? What was the general reaction?
Some people dove in trying to help and to find their friends. I kind of went into shock and just tried to make sure we were safe and not going to get crushed.
And worried about more?
I was, mostly just worried about staying alive and making sure everybody around me was okay.
Now, you think this experience will change how you prepare to attend concerts in the future? I mean, like for me, I think, gosh, I just throw on my jacket,
How do you prepare for a tornado?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, looking back, I suppose we could have stayed home, but I mean, you just don't know. You can't predict these things. I don't know.
So would you'd say, hey, got to go to the concert? I know, you see things. I know how you feel where you're like, you hear there's a bad storm, you got concert tickets, you're going to go. Who's not going to go, right?
Right. You think, what could I have done different? And I don't know. I don't know that I would have done anything different. I suppose I should have listened more to the warnings. Mm.
But you told me that Crypta had a great show. They were able to play, but Morbid Angel did not get to play.
Correct. Also, Skeletal Remains, and I forgot the name of the other band that was on the ticket.
Oh, so most of the bands really got to play.
No, only Crypta
played. Only Crypta played. I see. A message, Morbid Angel, we got a hold of them, and they said, on behalf of Morbid Angel, we want to first and foremost send our deepest and heartfelt condolences to the family and friends of the individual who tragically lost their life last night and the venue roof collapsed due to heavy winds. We lost a brother from the metal scene last night, and many were hurt and injured in this tragedy. We would like to express how truly thankful we are for those in attendance, the fans, venue, staff, bands, and crew that assisted getting people out to safety. You are the true heroes. And so they're going to try and reschedule that show coming up for April 5th in Joliet, Illinois. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, that's the show for tonight.
Right. Oh, I see. Yeah,
they were supposed to be in Joliet tonight.
Excellent. So, well, very cool. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to stop in the studio and reflect on such an emotional experience. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Dave. Rob, we still have Devil's Lair coming up with Too Sick Charlie just after 9.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Standing up for myself.
Jenna Jane's Max Inc. Radio, White Kurt, yeah, Realty, Lake Point. Let us open the door for your future home. Stop by our office in Outwood Avenue, Madison's East Side. Find them online, WhiteKurtLakePoint.com. Anna Wang, Drive Fast, a Max Inc. Radio. Aaron Weber Group supporting this hour of the local stuff. The most trusted name in real estate. Find them at movetomadison.com. Also, Ethical Trade Company. Yeah, I can say it. Ethical Trade Company. Goods for a better world. Located in Madison's east side. Find them online at ethicaltradeco.com. We are local music. This is Max Inc. Radio.
I've been burning through these days. I've been wondering why so much time has slipped away. I've got so much left to do, so much left to say. I've been living tomorrow, and I've been breathing yesterday. Need some room, this room is spinning out. Need some room, this room is spinning out. Slow it down, I need to be here now. Slow it down, I need to be here now. I swear I've been here before. Where I played this song on the 8th of December, somewhere years from now. I swear I know these roads, but I don't know this town. I know every Wi-Fi code, but not a single name in the crowd. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Some room, this room is spinning now. Slow it down, I need to be here now. Slow it down, I need to be here now. She looks worried now. She asks me where I've been.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.